Technology, particularly surveillance technologies, can seem far too huge to ponder despite the fact that they are present in our everyday lives. Art just may be a way into the field.
We need to understand this is a new world that's being created, and I don't think that we've quite caught up in our thinking about this.
Since 2013, Ben Wisner has served as principal attorney and legal advisor to NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. Wisner is director of the ACLU's Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project based in New York City.
My friend Bruce Schneier, who is a cryptographer and security analyst, likes to say, remember how you feel when you're driving right alongside a police car. Imagine having that feeling 24 hours a day.
Some people would find this very reassuring. Others may not. Wisner says Americans don't want drones in the air recording us as we take someone's hand in a park.
We certainly don't want government cameras in our bedrooms and inside our homes. And yet, how many of us now are buying from Google or Amazon these devices that make recordings in our own homes? And how much have we thought through the consequences of putting that kind of digital spy into our most intimate spaces?
But it's so convenient.
Well, a lot of it is convenient. So there are going to be trade-offs.
Wisner says the best we can do is to use the law and policy to return to a world where if you're not suspected of criminality, you're not under surveillance.
At the same time, I acknowledge that legally, I'm carrying a little police officer in my pocket when I walk around with this phone. You know, that in the past, if the police wanted to know where I was over a long period of time, they would have to assign teams of agents to follow me around, and now I'm doing their job for them.
What Wisner worries about is technology proliferating without question. To what end?
In some sense, we don't always know.
According to the ACLU, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act Amendment reauthorization now before Congress does not require the government to identify surveillance targets and offers no real limits on how the government uses the information it collects.
It doesn't all have to be doom and gloom.
Taylor Chang is director of the Honolulu Museum of Art's Doris Duke Theater.
We can choose to sort of playfully interact with these technologies and these realities. It doesn't have to be all about paranoia. And that kind of choice to creatively and playfully engage with the topic is an empowering choice.
Artists coming to Honolulu for the Classified show are leaders in this field.
There's been a kind of arms race between the technology of surveillance and the technology of resistance. So there is a way in which technology can empower citizenry to enforce rights when government has no interest in doing that. We need to remember that our national anthem ends with land of the free and home of the brave, that freedom is courage, not fear, and that there are things that we can do to reduce our risk, but we'll never eliminate it.
Artists ask, how safe do you want to be? Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.